Picture a scientist in a white lab coat holding a test tube up to the light. Or a brilliant, bespectacled computer geek hunched over the keyboard, typing away. These are stereotypes we associate with people working in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. But there are a multitude of industries involving STEM skills that don't fit those stereotypes.
The Oscar goes to gravity. Skip, leave, sir. Leave it
here. Astronaut is off structure, Dr. Stone.
The sound design that you hear in the 2013 film Gravity was created by a team of audio engineers. And that's just what they are, engineers. They work with sine waves and electronics. They push buttons and turn knobs. But there's a stereotype there as well, that all this work is done by men. Some of this is based in fact. According to some estimates, 95% of all audio engineers are men. But that's changing. We continue our series on women in STEM with a visit to a San Francisco studio dedicated to teaching girls and women about all things audio. KALW's Jen Chien has more.
Hi, I'm Dory.
Hi, Dory.
In a darkened room, 12 middle school girls are watching a scene from the animated Pixar movie Finding Nemo. This isn't a slumber party. It's a class. The girls are paying close attention to the movie with their pens poised over notebooks. But what they're paying attention to isn't what they're watching. It's what they're hearing. When the clip is over, their teacher, Kelly Coyne, asks a question.
Great. So, I'm looking for raised hands for different sound effects you heard.
Water.
Water. Yeah, so when the fish were moving around in the ocean, was it silent?
No.
What else? There's something in the water that we heard a bunch.
Bubbles.
Bubbles, yeah. So different bubbling sounds.
Coyne explains how those bubbly, swishing water sounds help bring the story to life. The girls nod in understanding. After they learn about sound effects, they're going to add their own sounds to a cartoon.
Ooh, you guys can take turns being SpongeBob.
The girls here are students from a public school in San Francisco's Mission District, but this is a special off-campus class called Girls on the Mic. After splitting up into small groups, they gather around computer workstations to record.
It needs to be in input mode. So you see under dialogue, it has that I. That I needs to be clicked.
Oh.
Girls on the Mic is run by Women's Audio Mission, an organization dedicated to teaching the recording arts to women and girls.
We're in the control room of Women's Audio Mission, so we're the only professional recording studio in the world run entirely by women.
That's Terry Winston. She founded Women's Audio Mission 11 years ago when she was a professor of recording arts at City College. She first learned to work with sound as a musician.
You know, I'm an old punk rocker, so that's where I started out.
She's also an electrical engineer, or as they say in the biz, a double E.
Double E electrical engineering, sorry.
That's the insider lingo.
It's totally insider. It's funny because there's a lot of audio people that are double E's, so we bond over it.
Winston is part of a rare club. Women make up only a small fraction of all double E's. She's a self-admitted gearhead. She is really into microphones.
They all sound different. They all look different. Different materials, different transducers inside. I mean, it's like wine. You know, when people talk about wine and they're so obsessed, it's like that's kind of how I am with microphones.
Winston knows her kind of obsession is still unusual for girls, but it's something she wants to see more of.
Girls are not socialized to be the gadget people. Just seeing them with a microphone is just the most crazy, empowering thing to witness. And it's like the amount of energy that comes out of that is better than caffeine. It's incredible.
Winston says music and sound are perfect as a way of getting girls interested in subjects they might not approach on their own.
If we say we're going to teach you math today, or we're going to teach you science today, or the physics of sound today, you know, they're going to run for the hills. But if we say, okay, let's, you know, listen to this, you know, Rihanna song, and then let's break it down. And, oh, musical principles are based on math. Hey, this is 4/4, and this is how you count it. Sound is such a natural introduction to physics. And it's so easy to explain because analog technology is so easy to explain. The air moving is so easy to explain, you know, to a middle school girl. We love doing that.
The girls take their new physics and math skills and use them. They make sound for movies.
Okay, my turn.
They create their own podcasts.
Good morning, Bay Area. This is your fave news reporter, Rosemary, of Channel 2 News. Today, we have discovered that scientists in Washington, D.C. have discovered a new infectious disease, and the symptoms are meowing, biting people, and becoming a zombie cat. Now, I'm going
They even record their own songs.
Yo te di todo mi amor, pero lo echaste a la basura.
Terry Winston says unleashing creativity and thinking critically are just as important as mastering the technical stuff.
I think my science and engineering training, it really taught me to be a problem solver and to be really self-sufficient, and also to be very confident then that when there's a problem, I don't run away from it.
That can-do attitude is at the heart of Women's Audio Mission. Winston says there are a lot more women in the industry now, but there's more work to be done. She still runs into people who underestimate her just because she's a woman.
It happens all the time. But I think it happens just as much to somebody at Starbucks. Or, you know, I think it's a pervasive thing. We, you know, I chose to start Women's Audio Mission to focus on the thing that I knew really well. And I knew that we could change it.
How do you mute it?
Winston says that change starts from the ground up with these girls sitting in groups at recording stations. The next generation of brilliant problem-solving gearheads may just come from right here.
What do you do to press record? It's not just space bar, right?
It's command space.
Yeah.
Ready?
No.
Yeah. Go. And go.
I'm friends with the monster, the sun of my bed.
On the mic, I'm Jen Cheehan for Cross Currents.
You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath.